This is Radio Labour.
Hello, I'm Marc Boulanger. In Iran, the trade unionist Ghreetsi Shahabi has been sentenced to 6 years in prison. Mr. Shahabi is the treasurer of the Tehran Bus Workers Union. He has been imprisoned in the notorious Evin prison since June 2010 and is in poor health. Mr. Shahabi was sentenced to 5 years imprisonment for conspiring against state security and 1 year for spreading propaganda against the system. He has also been fined the equivalent of $6,000 and is banned from all trade union activities for 5 years. Iran is doing its best to suppress free and independent unions in the country by targeting union leaders. For example, Abdoreza Ganbaghi, an activist in the now-banned Teachers Union, is facing a death sentence for supposedly communicating with a so-called terrorist group. And just recently, Zabahola Bagheri, a leader of the union at a steel plant in central Iran, was arrested. His whereabouts are unknown. I talked to Farid Paakhtovi about the situation in Iran. Mr. Paakhtovi is a Canadian unionist working with the International Alliance in Support of Workers in Iran. I asked him what will happen if the Iranian authorities continue to target union leaders in the country, and what can be done to help the workers in Iran.
If they continue with targeting labor leaders and labor activists and crushing independent unions, the labor movement will not be able to accomplish any of its goals, which is like, you know, formation of independent unions, better wages, better working conditions, changing the situation, which is really getting really awful in terms of, you know, job losses and increased poverty. That's why we think that we have to see that in a broader context, that we need to see this as an international solidarity. It's not going to be only just a charity to just give support to a couple of union members here or there. We need to build longer lasting, more meaningful solidarity with workers in Iran. They're basically in Iran, you don't see any union offices. You don't see any places that you could go and speak with unions because they are being persecuted on an ongoing basis. So one concrete thing is, for instance, the ILO convention is happening in Geneva, May 30th to June 15th. We think that this is, and we know that there's been complaints going against the violation of workers' rights and violation of freedom of association in Iran. We're hoping that unions would provide more pressure during this this conference. Last year, a rally was organized by French trade unions and was supported by numerous unions in different parts of the world in front of ILO conference in support of workers in Iran. We are hoping similar things will take place again.